Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. Okay, more this week as we continue to look at the vine, the one and only. There is none other vine than Jesus Christ. Now, last week we established two of the three main characters in John chapter 15. The vine himself, Jesus Christ, and the branches. Now, that would be us. The third character in John 15 is the big L-O-R-D, which is the Father. Jesus called him the husbandman. In John 15 and 1, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Now, please notice that Jesus referred to himself as the true vine and not just any old vine. Now, this is very important. Here, Jesus was taking the physical vine out of the natural realm and places it into the spiritual realm. The word true or truly all throughout the Bible takes on this spiritual quality. In John 6 and 32, John tells us, this is Jesus speaking, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father," that would be the husbandman, "giveth you the true bread from heaven." In Luke 16 and 11, we read, "Who will commit to your trust the true riches?" Paul writes in Hebrews 10 and 22, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith." My friend, 81 times in the King James Version is true, the word true used to project from the natural to the spiritual realm. So we have now the three main characters, the husbandman, the Father, the vine, Jesus Christ, and the branches, and that would be us. Also, last week we found out that dependency is what these three main characters' relationship is built on. The vine, Jesus, depends on the husbandman, the Father. The branches, us, we depend upon the vine and the husbandman. But merely, you know, dependent upon them for things, oh no, not just things. Rather, the branches, that's us, are dependent first on the vine and the husbandman for life itself. Wow, for life itself. Indeed, whatever we see in this relationship, it is not Christ giving to the branches merely things that are needed in life. But we see that Christ is given as the very life of the branches. Let me say that again. We see that Christ is given as the very life of the branches. My friend, the vine is the very life, and consequently, the source of all pertaining to life. In one round, you can say that the vine is the only source of life. Let me say that again. The vine, Jesus Christ, is the only source of life. Certainly, if there is one thing that, you know, that we must see about this relationship, is it is error to ask Christ for things that we need for life to the neglect of Christ as our life. Wow. Herein is there the confusion and misapplication with the walk of many Christians today. And it is one reason why God may seem silent to our prayers to be answered and our help. You know, we ask God for help and for provision and in other things, but do not realize that all is given in Christ. Let me say that again. All is already given in the vine. All is in His life. He is our life, and He is all that we truly need. But sadly, many Christians have made out of their ignorance a separation between the things that we need and the person of Jesus Christ, in whom all are in those things. If this is you, my friend, then the Father cannot and will not take you very far in Him. He must be able to bring us to where we embrace Christ, the vine, as our life before He can give us those things that are in Christ. Let me say that again. God must be able to bring us to where we embrace Christ, as our life before he can give us that which is in Christ. My friend, if God is seemingly silent to your prayers, I recommend two good books. The first one is the King James Version of the Bible, and the second is supplemental reading now, a book called The Silence of God by Sir Robert Anderson, written in 1897. Now, I will warn you right up front, this is not a book for casual readers or the reader who does not want to open to self-examination. Jesus told us, lose your life to find true life in me. Wow, let me say that again. Jesus says, lose your life to find true life in me. Can we see how this directly relates to this picture of the vine, Jesus, and the branches, us? We cannot hold to our life and expect God to equip our life with things and blessings and purpose when it is only the true life in Christ that carries these potentials. No, of course not. We have to lose possession of ourselves. Let me say that again. We have to lose possession of ourselves. We have to allow God to take us through his dealing and his judgments and strip us of our self-seeking and pride and arrogance and self-worth, all of these selfish characteristics and more, so we can be clothed with his character and his righteousness. And how does this happen? Well, we must come to the cross and take our place in his death. And when we are, then we can be raised with Christ as our life. Paul writes in Romans 6, 3 through 5, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus's life? No, into his death. Wow. Verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into his death. And like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should be walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in his likeness of his death, wow, we shall be also raised in the likeness of his resurrection. In him, Christ alone, are all things that God has for mankind. Let me say that again. In him, Christ alone, are all things that God has for man. You know, I really do not care how much you believe God loves us or how many miracles you believe in that God's performed. All of this, my friend, is good. And yes, we must believe that God loves us, but all of this is secondary. Primary is coming to our cross and allowing the Father to kill all that is in us that is not of him, so that we can be raised in newness of life. You know, many sincere Christians believe, because they have been wrongfully taught, God is going to bless them and bless their life. Well, the truth is, he is not going to bless them. God has already told us we have to lose our life. He is not going to bless something that he wants to destroy. Let me say that again. God is not going to bless something that God wants to destroy. The blessings of God are found in the vine, only in his life. Make no mistake, my friend. Stop listening to all of those so-called preachers and teachers out there, and all they want is your money. Instead, crack open your Bible and read it, believe it, and move in the vine, the life for the branches, the only life for the branches. Wow. Again, you know, God the Father does not merely give us a thing called life. Oh no, God gives us Christ himself. He, Christ, is our life. This necessitates the severing of our life. It will never happen. It will never happen. And it is only relationship and reality that we're going to find if we go any deeper in God. It's the only relationship, losing our life so we can find it. It's the relationship that God has. It's the message of the Bible. Losing comes first, my friend. Losing comes first. Amen. Finding comes second. It's death before glorification. Tremendous just a tremendous principle that we need to embrace and understand that Christ is our life. He is our branch. But we have to lose our life so that we can find the life that is in Him. Next week, we will begin to talk about the branches, us. Wow, wow. Let us first get the vine deep into our spirit. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, Trust, and hoping you have a tremendous week to come, and talk to you next week. Amen. God bless.